Let's Talk Ministry. If you have your Bible, we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to pick it up in verse 17. I'm going to stop around verse 24. So Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 17. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the fertility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God, because of their ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves to sensuality, to greed, to practice every kind of impurity. But this is not the way you learned Christ. Assuming that you've learned or have heard about him and were taught in him as a truth in Jesus, to put off the old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and corrupt through deceitful desires, and renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So neat for me just to read Ephesians chapter 4, thinking about how God has inspired the church at Ephesus. Here's some things that God wanted the church at Ephesus to deal with. And so words that are just, I think, are just life-giving. So church at Ephesus, now this I say and testify in the Lord, going back to verse 17, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the fertility of their minds. So this group of individuals are watching Gentiles, unbelievers, process life through their own minds, through their own thought processes, through their own preferences, not through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so as they process through their own minds, what happens? They are darkened in their own understanding, alienated from God because of their ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of heart. Notice, and I think you've probably heard me say this, I got this from Pastor Eugene, sin will dumb you down. So here's a really good verse that just proves that. They are darkened in understanding. Why? Because they hardened their hearts. They weren't willing to process what was going on the inside. So they're saying, no, as I hardened my heart, they chose more things. They have become calloused and given themselves up to sensuality, to greed, to practice every kind of impurity. That is a huge statement there. Anything that Satan or the world or my desire says, hey, let's go do this. This group of Gentiles are being called out by Paul to the church at Ephesus, which probably means there's people in the church at Ephesus are running down those same roads. And it's, excuse me, you've heard the saying, there's nothing new under the sun. And so as we hear about things that are going on in our society, our community, we're watching this take place, greed and practice every kind of impurity. But, verse 20, that is not the way you learn Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off the old self. So here's another good reminder for the church at Ephesus. There's a battle going on the inside. They couldn't blame the world. They couldn't blame the Gentiles. They're just acting out the sin nature from Adam and Eve. The old self, the desires to put you first. And so now, because of Jesus, not because they went to church, not because they got baptized, not because they joined the church, but because of Jesus, now you have the opportunity to deal with the old self. And I think that's just neat for us as we wrestle with the things that are going on around our world. We have an opportunity today to say, okay, look, truth to the Ephesus. Hey, guys, you're watching the Gentiles, fertility of their minds, trying all the things in the world, harden their heart. And so they practice all kinds of sin. But the church at Ephesus doesn't have to live that way. Why? Because of Jesus. Yeah, there's going to be things that we're tempted, things that draw our heart away, things that we think are going to make us happy. But because we have the gospel, we can deal with the old self. So we're to put off the old self, which belongs to our former manner of life and corrupt thought or corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in your spirit. Put on the new self. Put on, with the help of the Holy Spirit, a different choice, a different action, a different desire, because we have Jesus. And so we could spend hours talking about it, but as a thought, as you walk away, old self, new self, Maybe another thought you should be asking yourself, where am I allowing my mind to have the potential to be deceived, to become a place that my heart gets hardened, and then I choose all the things that I know that are wrong? Where are the areas of my life that I'm renewing myself with the power of the Holy Spirit, through the truth of God's word, so that I see the lies that are going on around us? So let me close in prayer. Father, thank you for this Let's Talk time. People are going to listen to it. Thank you for your word. It's life-changing. And so it'll help us wrestle with our old self, to put on the new self, to protect our minds and not follow the lies of the world. We love you, Jesus, and we need you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and have a great Friday.